T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's turn to Dr. Simone Wilds joining us now with more news on delays in a COVID vaccine, in COVID treatments. Dr. Wilds, thanks for joining us. Should we necessarily be worried that some of these trials are hitting snags?
Brian, good morning. Absolutely not. You do not need to worry. Whenever there is any large trials going on, there is going to be, of course, some unexpected events, some adverse events. Remember, there are thousands of people. There is going to be something that comes up. I think the key thing is that the purpose for doing the clinical trials is to assess, to make sure that the drugs are safe and effective. And as we do these studies, we're going to have more things popping up. That doesn't mean we should not be prepared to take the vaccine.
So we should be expecting this. And this latest pause involved Eli Lilly. It wasn't for the vaccine, but it was for an experimental antibody therapy. Now, this is a therapeutic then, right?
Absolutely, yes. This is a therapeutic. They didn't give us much detail whether it was the individual that got the placebo or the actual monoclonal antibody. All they said, there was some unexpected illness, and they're going to put the trial on a pause. No, the important thing is we want to make sure that they assess if something comes up that is unexpected, that they take the time to assess it, because when it comes to the marketplace, we do not want to have any of these events, if it's something major, really be given to patients.
Looking to get your thoughts on, here in Western New York, our percentage of people testing positive for the virus over the past week or so has been just under 1.5%, anywhere from 1% to 1.5%. Would you categorize that as a good number, a bad number? Where should we think that is?
Actually, I have to say that's a really good number, right? You know, the goal is we like it less than 1% in the ideal world. But as you see across the country now, the numbers have been soaring again, much to my heartbreak. You know, more than 5% is when we're really worried. Of course, 10%, we're just like beside ourselves. But that number there in Western New York is really good. And I'm sure it's the things that you're all doing with masks and social distancing and hygiene. Those things make a difference. So I want to say, you know, we probably need to use you as our example.
Well, Dr. Wilds, thank you very much. It's Dr. Simone Wilds, infectious disease expert at South Shore Health.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.